Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a massive radio show today. Huge breaking news. Huge, massive developments in the 10 minutes before I went on air. Huge developments on two different major fronts. Well, there's actually three developments. I got a death threat last night that I'm not going to detail because I don't like to help people terrorize my family. And then at the same time, someone went into the Wikipedia file and said that I'd committed suicide yesterday, coinciding with the death threat. And I was basically told that I need to shut up about this case of Raed Hamed, the local Palestinian activist, the American citizen, the school teacher, who the evidence shows was murdered. And then they claimed suicide, and then was bound and gagged. And last night I started realizing that it probably is a murder because of the threats and other things that were happening. Then I learned this morning about the Wikipedia entry that wasn't done as a joke. You know, it was implied kind of with a criminology type or psychological mindset of, you know, Alex Jones went into his bathroom and was threatening to kill himself. His wife called the police. When he learned that she'd called the police, he did kill himself, which shows a kind of cop or government mind, because that's really how people a lot of times commit suicide, is they're threatening it. I've seen a lot of cases like that in the news, and then someone calls the police, and it escalates, so they commit suicide. And we're trying to track back exactly who did that. We know who basically posted it, the identity, but we're trying to ferret in and drill in and find out who that person is. Now, I got in this morning, and I got a call by pretty much the leader of the Islamic community, well, not pretty much, in Austin, Texas. I'm going to leave it at that. The individual who washed Hamed's body in Islamic custom, it's also Jewish custom, as Jesus was washed, as you know. Ladies and gentlemen, he was tortured. No wonder we're getting death threats over this. People do not want it to come out that they murdered this guy. This is a serious whodunit. And yesterday it broke here on the air with the treasurer of his organization, the last person he talked to via telephone, according to phone records. He told me that what appeared to be Israelis with machine guns have been talking to the neighbors. Mr. Hamed had talked to his neighbors. They said that it was foreigners with machine guns, asking if they could go in their backyard, that they'd been surveilling him. He had seen them. Oh, man, this is just horrible. And, of course, Israel has said in the Associated Press and in UPI 6 years ago that they will kill U.S. citizens on U.S. territory if they aid Palestinians in any way. People ask me to report on this stuff, and I do, because it's important. And here we are, tip of the spear, as usual, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why God put me in this position throughout my life, but certainly everything's intensifying, and my heckles have been up, my cackles have been up on the back of my neck since yesterday afternoon, with my sixth sense telling me, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger, as I sit right here in Austin, Texas, where they threw this guy in the lake, this poor man. So that's coming up in 30 minutes. The other big news is so massive, is so stunning, is so off the charts, is so transparent that when I read this 15 minutes ago, I staggered. I'll tell you about it when we get back. This is a separate subject. This is just unbelievable. When we get back, it's just the next 4 hours, ladies and gentlemen, are going to be a very important transmission, one of the most important we have ever done. Call everybody you know, tell them to tune in right now. This is massive.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ultra massive news breaking in T-minus 22 minutes in the suspicious death of Mr. Hamad here in Austin, Texas, the U.S. citizen, Palestinian activist, peaceful, a nonviolent activist, part of the peace group, bound, thrown in the river, very suspicious behavior by the police, first believing it was murder, then suddenly changing their story and saying suicide. We have been contacted by the head of the Austin Islamic Center, the doctor that runs it, who I see on television all the time, who washed his body as Islamic custom. And I talked to him this morning, 5 minutes before airtime, just as I was digesting the massive news, and he said, clearly, signs of torture abuse, which is the same thing we got leaked from people at two different TV stations who are afraid, by the way, to go public. They heard the scanners. I mean, I'm wishing it was suicide. I'm wishing the government wasn't so evil. I'm so tired of it. I'm wishing I didn't have to risk my life doing this, but I'm too far into it to ever back off. It's point of no return. It's like I'm a ship going across the ocean and I'm 75% there. If I turn back, there's no way I'm making it back. And I wouldn't turn back if I could. Okay, here's the big news. Paul Watson, I made him aware of it about 15 minutes ago. He is on it doing a detailed analysis for PrisonPlanet.com that will go up in T-minus 2 hours. This is the highest level priority for InfoWarriors if you choose to take this mission. And I'm not joking when I say that. We have to cram this down the throat of every neocon website, every neocon radio show. We have to pump it into all of the New World Order, Defense Complex, media outlets, ABC, Fox, all their message boards, MSNBC, Target, Saturation, hit them everywhere. I need near instant recording of the information I'm about to bring out, and then YouTube uploads with detailed documents over my statements. I do not have the staff to coordinate this. I'm calling on you with your skills out there to do this so we can have a full combined effort on the enemy force with what they've launched. This follows exactly as we predicted in articles last week that it would. This is hidden in plain view what you are about to hear, ladies and gentlemen. This is Associated Press. This was released 2 hours ago. I learned of it about 25 minutes ago. Al-Qaeda number two, brace yourselves. Al-Qaeda number two says 9/11 theory propagated by Iran. Steve Watson last week for Infowars.net. He does have a degree in political science, a very intelligent man, made the point that Iran was putting out statements and bringing out the fact that many of the Iranian radicals, including those that took hostages, were funded by the CIA to do it and were given arms and weapons to hold the hostages in a staged event. It's like they used the same Islamicist to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh in 53. Then they put the Shah in. When they got tired of him, they brought in Islamic radicals. It's all staged at the highest levels. And many top political scientists, by the way, believe that, and BBC reporter Greg Palast and many others. This is how cloak and dagger works. And Ahmed Dinajid showed himself to be an operative when he came out and said that world government was a good thing, when he came out and said 9/11 happened 4 years ago last week. And Steve said, look at how Al-Qaeda and the Shiite-led Iran constantly make statements that help the globalist. Now remember, last week Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu came out and publicly stated that 9/11 was good for Israel. Well, yeah, we've got the neocon documents where they said we need massive terror attacks in the U.S. or we can't get our agenda through. We have neocon pundits writing articles for the Philadelphia News saying 9/11 was wonderful. We need another one. We have 3 years ago, before they admitted all this, internal Republican memos saying they need another attack and fast. Gary Hart, on the Democratic side of the CFR, is calling for the same thing, wrote a threatening letter to Iran, to the rest of the imams, who are not controlled, many of them. There's only one camp that is, from the evidence we've got inside the Iranian system, saying, we will stage attacks and blame it on Iran. Don't think it's because 80% of Americans don't want to attack you that the elements that control the U.S. won't stage events. And then he listed Tonkin, he listed the Maine, he listed a bunch of other events, and said, we provocateur. But let me get to the main issue at hand. Remember Colin Powell on the eve of the war was testifying before the UN and Congress, and in Congress, 5 hours before it came out, he testified that Al Jazeera had just aired a new bin Laden tape where he said that he worked with Saddam Hussein. Now, why would bin Laden come out, and even if it was bin Laden, they always just produce these audio tapes out of nowhere, and the media always just says it's real, and then you track it, it's uploaded to neocon or CIA-run websites like Intel Center, admittedly, and Wired Magazine and others have had computer specialists look at the bugs on the video, you know, the scrawl on the bottom, and the Intel Center logo is uploaded at the same time in the same video layer as the so-called Al-Qaeda bugs and the Islamic screed. They have Adam Gadon, the grandson of the ADL head, in English saying he works for Al-Qaeda and is going to attack us. I mean, how dumb do we have to be? How in our face does it have to get? How ridiculous? Right when they need to hear that Al-Qaeda, a radical Saudi Arabian Wahhabist sect, supposedly works, a radical subsect of the Wahhabist sect, supposedly worked with the secular CIA-installed Saddam Hussein, who they then backstabbed. Totally ridiculous, admitted to be a fraud now. But on the eve of the war, Colin Powell goes before Congress. We wrote articles about it on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net at the time in 2003, on the eve of the war, and said, even Bin Laden admits he works with Saddam. And the media all ran out of the chamber and came back in, and the congressman said, Mr. Powell, Secretary Powell, there's no such tape on Al Jazeera. They've gotten their time zone off. They're sloppy. They got their time zone. He said, well, it will be soon then. Every time they want to, just every time they want to attack Somalia, the neocons do. Al-Qaeda comes out and says, we work with Somalia. Every time, Bush is in trouble or the neocon agenda is in trouble. Bin Laden or Al-Zawahiri releases a new tape, a new audio tape. They release scores of videotapes that later comes out are re-edits of 1999, 2000, 2001 videos. Remember the national, 3 years ago, they aired all over the U.S., the two lead hijackers supposedly at a Bin Laden training camp and showed Bin Laden and then showed the crowd and showed close-ups of their faces. And I instantly said, those look like CG. Pixar does a better job of that. It looks like Disney. And then it came out, we broke at InfoWars.net, just linking to the mainstream news, that that had been used in a 2002 British documentary. And on the screen, but they blew it up when our media put it out, it said computer simulation. They cut their heads on to men in the crowd, zoomed in on them, put it out on TV saying it was fake. It was a simulation of them being there, which has its own propaganda effect. People don't notice at the bottom it said simulation. But then by the time it hits our news, they just blow it up a little, zoom in on the video, and cut off that it was a computer rendering. They put computer renderings on TV and say it's real and take it from TV shows where they admit it's fake, thinking we're so dumb or that we don't have the media power to expose it. Now, I'm giving you background, ladies and gentlemen. It goes on and on and on and on. This guy, Al-Qaeda's deputy leader, Al-Zawahiri, is out of Egypt, where they run all the fake Islamic groups. They use the stage terror as a way to keep the corrupt government in power. That's been admitted. Their president, Hosni Mubarak, who's been in there, 30-something years, just constantly uses stage terror as a way to crack down the staged elections, to arrest people, admitted giant torture chambers, totally paid off by the globalist. And they've got this guy who's been an operative since he was 18 years old. Al-Qaeda's number two says 9/11 theory propagated by Iran. So now when you say 9/11's an inside job, the media is so desperate with Jesse Ventura coming out and German former Minister of Defense coming out and Willie Nelson and the best actress, Oscar winner this year, and engineers and scientists and physicists, that now the drumbeat, as the talking point's been for 6 months, if you talk about 9/11 truth, you work for Al-Qaeda. If you talk about 9/11 truth, you're siding with the terrorist. It should be illegal. You should be arrested. You should be tortured. You should be sent to secret camps. That talking point was said on MSNBC, Fox, CNN, all unified in the same week. Government talking point. See the attack pattern. It's 100% guaranteed. We have them wide open. They carried out the attacks. They're running the propaganda offensive. Now, the number two in Al-Qaeda, who always says what they need, who always puts out a press release agreeing with the White House, he comes out and says, now remember, another Bin Laden, whether it was real or not, said that he didn't carry out the attacks and it was staged. That got ignored. Then they give you a fat guy in a video saying he did it, and then they do voice print. It's not the same guy, not even the same dialect, not even the same nose. They blurred the video, dark room, major universities, U.S., Canada, England, France, all analyze it. Voice print, it's false. Linguistics, it's false. Speech patterns, false. Video, false. Uploaded in the same format with the government bugs on it, in the same video layers. Hundreds of other points. We'll tell you what this means when we get back on the other side. We're coming in hot. Hi, this is just unbelievable. Number two, Al-Qaeda's number two says 9/11 theory propagated by Iran.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've analyzed what they're doing. There is no doubt this is a 100% proof positive. This piece of propaganda only adds more evidence to the fact that they have totally staged the 9/11 attacks, everything. Al-Qaeda number two says 9/11 theory propagated by Iran, AP. Osama bin Laden's chief deputy on Tuesday denied a theory that Israel carried out the September 11th attacks and blamed Iran as a Shiite Hezbollah for spreading the idea to discredit the Sunni Al-Qaeda strike against the U.S. Now, notice they state it as if it's a fact. in all these propaganda pieces. It's always the same when it's a fake video or fake audio. Then later they admit this. The comments in a recording posted on an Islamic website reflected, they won't even give you the Islamic website, because used to they would, and we'd go find it was in Houston or D.C., Virginia, and then you'd find out it was a neocon ADL front. We've got dozens of articles we wrote on that. You can go read them from 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Unbelievable. The comments in the recording posted on the Islamic website reflected an increasing criticism by Al-Qaeda's number two leader. The comments in a recording posted on the Islamic website reflected an increasing criticism by Al-Qaeda's number two leader, Al-Zawahiri, against Iran. He has accused Iran in recent messages of seeking to extend its power in the Middle East, particularly in Iraq, and through its Hezbollah allies in Lebanon. Now listen to this. Here's the key. Later in the article, the authenticity of the two-hour audio recording could not be independently confirmed. Oh, why doesn't the headline say unconfirmed audio? Remember how some kids did a video of chopping somebody's head off in San Francisco and the news for 2 days reported it as real? Because, you see, the media, the operatives at the AP, who are operatives at this high level, they just, you know, they don't talk to the guys that put out the fake vids. They just know it's an operation. They're supposed to put it out. So they got basically false started on that with another fake video. Unbelievable. The authenticity of the two-hour audio recording could not be independently confirmed, but the voice sounded like past audio tapes from the terror leader, and the posting where it was found bore the logo Al-Sanab, Al-Qaeda's official media arm, which they caught the Intel Center in the same video layer when they do videos. You understand? It's a fact, because they can tell with the pixelation. You can blow it up. We can do it here at our office, and we're not degree experts in it. You can see blowing up video if something was laid down in the original feed of the video, or it was laid over later. Sticks out like a store thumb in the pixelation layers. You can look at what format the video's in. The computer tells you that, you know, the shape of the pixels, what type of compression. And we deal with video here. But it doesn't matter. The experts have looked at these. I mean, this is mainstream news. It's fake. There's so many other facets to this. An audio tape that they don't say they can prove is real, just like all the fat bin Laden tapes, the rest of it. Now, remember, the FBI, local news, national news, have all reported the FBI for six, almost 7 years, coming up on the seventh anniversary here in about 4 months, will not say that he carried out 9/11 and will not indict him for it. He is not indicted. He is not listed, nothing, for the attacks. He is listed for the coal. Why is that? Now remember, the BBC and others reported 3 months before 9/11 that in Pakistan, a British ambassador went to see bin Laden in front of the press with the CIA and U.S. military guarding him. Then he went to Dubai for kidney work, and the report is died shortly after 9/11. Bandar Bush, that's his nickname, the former Saudi ambassador to the U.S., best buddies with the Bushes, that's why it's called Bandar Bush. On Larry King one night, Larry King called him a coward and said he was bad, and Bandar said, don't talk about him that way. Don't say bad things about bin Laden. Because, see, over there, the family gets all the contracts, building contracts, you know, they run everything for Mecca, you name it. They then get to be big heroes over there, and Bandar said, you don't talk bad about him, knowing that would be on Saudi TV. Very sophisticated double game, triple game. So we need an article exposing the fact that bin Laden isn't on the FBI most wanted list. Every time they need him to, Al-Zawahiri comes out and says, I mean, it's been over 100 times, I can't even remember them all, where he comes out and always agrees and says, Al-Qaeda is doing quite well. Al-Qaeda launched this attack. You know, Al-Qaeda's working with Iran. Al-Qaeda's fighting Iran to confuse the public. I'm going to cover more of this, but huge breaking news in the mysterious death of Raed Hamad, bound hand and foot, mouth, eyes, thrown into the river. They claim it's suicide. We'll be right back with a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen. Lock yourselves in. This is huge.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We had the treasurer of Raed Hamed's Palestinian aid organization, peaceful peace group that tried to bring school books and medicine to the Palestinians. He had told the treasurer of his organization that there had been what appeared to be, and the neighbors told him, Israelis with machine guns around his house, questioning them. UPI reported that Israel said it will kill U.S. citizens that aid Palestinians in the U.S. That was a public government statement. Hamed, of course, disappeared last Tuesday. He was found a few days later in the Colorado River, known as Lady Bird Lake, here in Austin, Texas. We put out the call for witnesses, for family. The family is scared. The school teachers at the school where he was loved, a keyboard teacher, which taught, you know, computer and typing, believe he's been killed. Well, guess what? We have Dr. Ibrahim Dramali, who is the director. He is the director of the Islamic Center of Greater Austin. That is the large main Islamic organization here in Austin, Texas. This is the, you know, this is the main organization, thousands and thousands of members. They have Islamic school, a lot of other things. You know, they are the spokesman who you hear on local news when there is a issue, religious issue, or whenever there's a religious holiday that is Islamic. He washed, as is Islamic custom, it's also the old Jewish custom, like with Jesus, washed the body of Mr. Hammond, who was found bound, arms, legs, mouth, eyes, in the river. I talked to people at two different TV stations who said that it looked like he had marks on him. It looked like he was in agony, that, quote, been tortured. People, of course, were scared to speak out on this show. We said that we had this info. Well, here is the man who did the Islamic washing of him. He is the head of the Islamic Center of Greater Austin, the major Islamic cultural and religious and schooling organization in this major metropolitan city of a million people. He is going to give you the breaking news, and I guarantee you they've tried to tell the media this. We're going to find out why the media didn't report on it. The police, APD, first said they believed he'd been murdered. They then changed it overnight and said he committed suicide. Well, they said, we think he's committed suicide because, and then they tried to cover up what happened with an autopsy. We're not sure. So we go to Ibrahim Dramali, the head of the Islamic Center for Greater Austin. Thank you for coming on the show, sir. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for emailing us. We're talking to him from the Islamic Center. We, of course, double-checked. He is the director there. We are talking to him from the center. We'll probably even try to have him in studio in the next few days because we're here in Austin. Sir, you've got the floor. Please slowly tell us exactly how he came in, what you saw, what happened.
First, Mr. Jones, good morning, and thank you very much for supporting this issue. What's make me interested to speak with you, actually, you are against the war, and we are, as a Muslim community here, we are against the war every place. And what I saw about Mr. Riyadh, his name Riyadh, by the way, not Riyadh.
Well, Riyadh, you know, us Texans, we can't pronounce things correctly, but go ahead.
Riyadh. Mr. Riyadh, they brought him here, and they asked me to wash him. And normally, this is our Islamic tradition, we have to wash the deceased. And I entered the room where I was supposed to wash him. He was covered in a plastic bag. The moment I, you know, opened the plastic bag, it was a disaster. What I saw, no one can see. The people, actually, the people with me, they are panicked. They cannot even help. They cannot do anything. And they have experience with this before. But he was cut from the right shoulder all the way to the stomach, and from the left shoulder all the way to the stomach again, and from the stomach all the way to the bladder. And it was left open, and all his flesh and meat and blood comes out. And not only that, in the stomach, actually, there is a big plastic bag, all the stuff inside, you know, put him in a plastic bag. The other thing, his head, from all the back of his skull, is completely cut and empty completely. Empty. And I put, of course, to wash him, it's very hard to wash something like this. His arms, his wrist, it was also open and cut without not even one stitches to cover to cover this cut. And it was really a disaster. What I saw, his eyes actually dropped all the way down because there's nothing supporting the eyes inside. Of course, when I washed him, I didn't know what to say. Now, I cannot even sleep since Friday when I washed him. I cannot even sleep, believe me. I was in panic and I cannot even function.
Please continue. Now, to be clear, I'm sorry about getting the name wrong. I was calling it Riyadh, and then people corrected me on the pronunciation, but I'm getting your name pronounced correctly, sir, right?
Yes, you know, Mr. Johns.
Yes. Well, listen, I know this is very upsetting to you, doctor, the head of the Islamic Center for Greater Austin. I was told this by two different people at TV stations who heard the first police feeds over the scanners, but people are scared to go public. You're now the eyewitness who washed him, and I know this is very hard for you to talk about. What is it like for you to know that the media and the police are covering this up?
That's what's making me really sad. makes me very sad. This man, he is really very honorable, very good man. And I heard about him from some other places. I heard about him from friends. I heard about him from students. He taught some students here we have. And when I heard about him, and then I watched him on Google, and it was really, he's a good man. He tried to help the children, nothing else but children. He's a person against the war. He's not with the war. He's not supporting any terrorist organization. I saw his family. For first time I meet his family, I met his kids. It's so sad for some to lose their father like this. And I saw his son. When he was the son crying, I put myself in that place. I am also peace activist. And I say, you know what? I am next. I was giving speech, you know, in my prayer, in a Friday prayer, I was giving the lecture, and I said to the people, this is a disaster, and if we keep it quiet for something like this, we are next. Well, absolutely, we are next. And anybody, I worry about you, Mr. Johns, you know, you all always fight for, against the war, and everybody against the war now, he's threatened to be killed, just like this.
I was death threatened last night. I don't really like talking about it because it upsets my wife. It only makes me commit more. It makes her commit more, but it's very upsetting to her. We have small children. At the same time, they went on my Wikipedia file and said that I'd committed suicide last night.
Uh-oh. That is the sign. That's what they accused him that he's... You know, by the way, for your information, Islamically, it's prohibited to kill yourself. We, as a Muslims, we're looking for a paradise. And when we kill ourselves, in Quran said, whoever kills himself, he will have an eternal life in hellfire. So there is no way for any Muslim to think about killing himself. You know, I really don't believe that at all. You know, someone, he have a 4 master degrees, he's pursuing for his PhD. Why someone working for a PhD to go and kill himself? It doesn't make sense to me. It's really a disaster. Believe me, I'm afraid myself, and I'm going.
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of this murder, and then their arrogant cover up. Like we're so stupid, we won't see through it. Now I want to go back. Who brought you the body? How many days after he had been taken, or was it the same day after he'd been taken out of the water? They'll try to spin it and claim they'd done an autopsy. Had they done an autopsy? I mean, please tell us about the chain of custody of Mr. Riyadh's body.
Mr. Jones, when the autopsy is not like this. I am in the field of science too, and when you take an autopsy for somebody, at least you cover it back. You take some certain area.
I understand. You sew them back up. You don't bash the brain in. You know, cut the body open in all those places. I understand. I want to be clear on record. What day he was taken out of the water? What day you got him?
We got him Friday, 11:00 a.m. Friday, and I think I heard that he was taken from the water on Thursday, but we got him in the mosque here in the Islamic Center. We took him on Friday, and I received him at 11 o'clock.
Okay, so to be clear, you got him less than 24 hours later, and they had not done an autopsy?
No, he was, actually, I took him after the autopsy. I took him here, and I watched him after the autopsy.
Okay, great, but these cuts and the bashed in head were not indicative of an autopsy, because they'll try to spin this. Describe specifically, sir, what you saw.
I saw they cut him from the right shoulder to the stomach exactly, and the left shoulder to the stomach, from the stomach all the way to the bladder, and his head, the skull is completely open, and his left arm also from the wrist all the way to the top to the half of his arm, it was open. And big cuts, you know, just like cutting the whole body in reality.
Okay, did it look surgical, or was it left?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so it was jagged wounds?
What is that, I'm sorry?
Were the cuts in straight lines, or were they jagged?
No, it is a straight line. It is a straight line, exactly, but it is not normal cut. Like, I have a surgery. I have a kidney surgery, and I can tell the difference.
No, I understand.
Anybody can tell the difference.
I understand. I mean, did you call them and say... be specific. Yeah. This was not then from the autopsy. What else did you see on his body?
I saw his hand. It is very dark. Just like very dark. Just like very black. I saw his head. Part of his head is not part shaved and part is not shaved. I saw in the body also, his bruises in the face I saw also. Yeah.
And there are other witnesses to this, but you said they were so, it was so horrible that they panicked and ran out of the room?
Yes, believe me, they cannot wash him with me. I have to bring some other people to help me to wash him because the blood comes out and blood, and we have to stop the blood. And we have no other choice just to have like iron tape and seal those cuts. And it's very, 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 very hard for us to do this. It's unbelievable. I never saw something like this in my life, to be honest with you.
And you said his eyes were coming out of his head?
His eyes dropped down. And I didn't open his eyes because it was like some stick, like a glue on it or something like this.
Unbelievable.
Yes,
now,
it is.
Now, the media...
Since Friday until today, I cannot even forget what I saw. It is something very, very, very hard. Very hard.
Now, you say that his head was it cut open or bashed open?
Oh, it's open. It's cut. All the way the skull cut was just like a sword. And empty everything, like no brain, no nothing inside in the head. Only the skull. A skull with the hair. That's all what I saw.
That sounds like a cover-up, like they may have shot him in the head or something and taken the brain. This is... have you called the police and called for an investigation? What have they said to you?
We are actually having a committee right now from the Islamic Center, and we're going to just fight for this. We're not going to keep quiet as a Muslim community. We are doing a committee right now, and this committee, we're going to just call the police, call the FBI, call the hospital, who cut him like this, who lift him like this, because this is not, it is against our religion 100% what we saw. They cannot do something like this to any person. It is a barbaric act. That's what I saw exactly, is a barbaric act.
Okay, to be clear, doctor, you believe that this was done previous to the autopsy? You believe he was tortured?
I don't know that, but you never know. You never know.
Well, I mean, they sew you up when they do an autopsy. You're saying it was all laying open.
He did it not. They left it open in a barbaric way. You know, honestly, just like somebody eating the body. It is the flesh all the flesh and the blood outside the skin. You know, it is really, I wish I can just like take a picture.
But they always, I mean, there's even state.
Mr. Jones.
Well, there's even state regulations on this. They're supposed to sew a body up after... Even if they're going to cremate it, this is so. This is bizarre. It is. Did you take any photos?
Unfortunately, we're not allowed Islamically to do that. In Islamically, we cannot take a photo and show it. But I did that, and just to show the proof and why they did something like this to someone of us. But Islamically, we cannot do something like this.
But you have the witnesses. Who brought his body to you?
Some agency, they carry him here straight. It's like a funeral agency.
And was it from the county medical examiner or the Austin coroner?
I really didn't know which one of them. I can confirm that for you next week, and I'll make all the information, and I can call you with that, Mr. Jones.
What was it like for you after you saw what had happened to his body?
I'm sorry?
What was it like for you after you witnessed what his body looked like?
So, you know, the witness, he's another imam in another mosque here in Austin. When we opened the body, he opened his eyes and his mouth, and he was like froze. He cannot even, he was panicked. And then I looked at him, his face changed. And he said, I didn't know what to do, Dr. Darimali. And I said, don't worry, I will wash him. I was panicked myself. And the other guy, he's an old fellow. And he said, I didn't know. I never saw something like this in my life.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like this is a message to you to leave him all laid open and cut open with his, I guess his guts were all hanging out in the bag. Or
believe me, Mr. John, I say that in my lecture, on my ceremony. I say this is a message for all Muslims, and whoever works for against the war, for peace activists, this is a message for all of us.
Now you say he had bruises on his face. Did it look like he'd been beaten?
It looks some bruises. I don't know if it's beating or because of the water or some clots, and I really cannot tell because we are panicked. You know, you cannot just.
What does the family think happened to him?
Unfortunately, the family is very afraid. All of them, no exceptions. I try to speak with them, and unfortunately, you know, they are really panicked. They are very afraid. You know, Mr. Johns, what's going on to the Muslims after September 11 is disaster. If we are accused with anything we do, even kids playing with the water gun, their family arrested. Water gun. You know what's water gun? I took my kids to the Toys R Us. And my son, he want to have a water gun. I said, no, we're not allowed to do that. I said, Dad, we are American. And I said, yes, we are American, but we are special.
So, stay there, doctor. Doctor, stay there. We've got a break. I want to come back and talk to Dr. Ibrahim Dramali, who is our guest today. We're talking about the suspicious death of Raed Riad. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Ibrahim Dramali is our guest. We're talking about Riad Hamid.
You know.
I mean, they always sew you up, unless they were trying to cover up things. It looked like he had bruises on him, all sliced open, cut open, in a bag with everything hanging out. This is just an incredibly insulting and abusive move, whether it was from torture or an autopsy or what. This is a massive cover-up. Sir, The police first said they believed he'd been murdered. Then they spun it and said that he killed himself. They claim they have a tape showing him walking down to the river, but they won't release it. It doesn't show him supposedly jumping in. What do you think happened here?
As I said, Mr. Johns, he's a Muslim, and he knows very well he cannot kill himself. As with the Muslims, we don't kill ourselves, we don't kill innocent. As God mentioned in the Quran, said, whoever killed himself, he will have an eternal life in hellfire. Plus, Mr. Riyadh, Mr. Hamad, he's pursuing for a PhD, and he has kids and family. And he has a mission in his life. It doesn't make sense to anybody, regardless who is that person, Muslim, Christian, or Jews, that he will kill himself with this kind of things going on in his life. Overall, yesterday, actually, we have some friends. His friends came and visit me, and just to thank me because what I did. And I asked him, I said, he was a religious person, and he said he's a Muslim. He's a regular Muslim, and he knows very well killing themselves it is prohibited.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of these murder suicides where the authorities claim that you've committed suicide, and it's always the same MO. They don't quote the family member, they don't quote the friend, they just vaguely say, yeah, he'd been upset, and then they kill you and make it look like that you killed yourself. But in this case, Gary Webb exposed CIA drug dealing. They shot him twice in the head. Then the police said, oh, it's normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. That's a quote. They said they see it all the time, which there is no known case of it. I actually looked it up in criminology, in some of the criminology lexicons and encyclopedias that are online. And there's no known real cases of it. There's cases of people shooting themselves multiple times in the chest who are crazy. But the power of blowing his own jaw off and shooting himself in the head. And we saw a cop of the year who exposed the government bombing Oklahoma City. They tortured him to death, shot him twice in the back of the head, claimed it was suicide. Why do you think they would go so far as to then send you the body all sliced up when that's not by law? The coroner has a procedure. They're supposed to sew him back up, even if this was just the coroner.
You know something else? I think by the law also they have to take a permission from the family to do that.
That's right. You have to get permission.
They have to have a permission from the mosque because it's a religious issue he was talking about.
Let me stop you. This is absolutely key. You have to get permission from the family for an autopsy generally, and this was in less than 24 hours. The point is that this is very – they would always sew him back up.
Yeah, well, he was not. He was not like it open, and believe it or not, it's not like a normal cut. It is absolutely not a normal cut. And it is straight, yes, but if you look at that, the flesh and the meat comes out of the body. You know, it's something just like things you see it in an animal channel, discovering now in the jungle. That's what I saw. Something in the jungle, somebody, an animal attacking another animal or animal attacking a human being or something like that.
So he was just ripped to shreds.
Absolutely, yes, Mr. Jones.
We're going to call you back on your cell phone because you've got to get out of your office for a moment. We're going to call you back right now. We're going to put you on hold, sir. Please give the network your cell phone number. We'll be right back with Dr. Ramali in 70 seconds as we go into the second hour. You wanted us to investigate this? We are investigating it. We will continue to investigate it no matter how dangerous.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.